I missed it. It was like 11:30, and I was out witnessing to some of the homeless that I work with.
Oh, were you?
And I realized it was too late, and I missed it.
Did you see it, George?
So
yeah, I did. I thought it was good.
All right, around 9:35 or so, we'll maybe get the P1's thought on how Ticket TV went. All right, right now it's 9:16 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, and time for Gordo's Corner.
Gordo's Corner brought to you by Frank Parr Autoplex, 1 mile west of Texas Stadium on Highway 183 in Irving, home of genuine Chevrolets. Chevrolet, we'll be there. What's going on over here?
We're just trying to get headphones hooked up.
Oh,
microphones, Stevie?
There we go.
All right, now,
things are no different on 13 than they are on 16.
No.
Now, that is not Giorgio. It's so strange to actually hear this voice, and it's not coming from Giorgio's big cow mouth.
I don't have a cow mouth.
This is Norm Hitchkiss, the new talk show host from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
In case you didn't pick up a paper over the weekend, there were big doings in the world of local radio. Front page news, Norm Hitchkiss jumps ship, betrays Cliff, and signs a multi-million dollar deal with The Ticket.
Turns his back on those who have done so much for
him
and left them.
Right, and so much so that Cliff had to relaunch. They were forced to relaunch because Norm left them.
It was a 65-year, $1 million contract, so you do the math.
Yeah. It didn't work out too well for you, Norm.
It's front-loaded, though.
All right. Now, I don't know if people are aware of this. I'm assuming that the savvy radio listener in Dallas-Fort Worth knows that we used to compete with Norm. He was on the... You're on 6 to 9. Mm-hmm. We're on 5:30 to 10. Which, that's a longer shift than yours, by the way.
By the way, did you guys get paid extra for that?
No.
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 Just wondering.
No.
That's what happens when you're...
Look at Ryan's, he's got a grimace, too.
We got paid
4 hours a day?
I just normally look like that. Yeah, we do 4 hours a day. Actually, five.
No, it's four.
Five, four.
Five. Seems like five.
Yeah, they're driving 1 hour. And joining us also, Mike Wolf Reiner.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we're
frustrated this whole
thing. Don't clap for yourself.
Okay.
The now bearded wolf.
All right, now
the bearded wolf.
This is hopefully this is the beginning of a long tenure that you have here at The Ticket, and you contribute to The Ticket's success, and we do the same to your success, contribute to yours. But now, there's no secret that there's been some shots fired back and forth between the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to really escalate in the past year was when it really got bad. We didn't hear too much from you before that, and we've always done the fake Norm. Mm-hmm. Have you heard the fake Norm?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm kind of wondering what you guys are going to do for a show now.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
We're not sure.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we don't know. We're out of material.
So we look forward to this just because we are out of material, and now we can do more fake Norm interacting with the hard line. We got more bit ideas now.
Well, right. Does George start to do the fake Neil Bortz?
We
can work on that, though.
Now, who is this guy?
He's a former Redskins offensive lineman.
Really?
Yes.
I thought he was the guy who invented the drawings of molecules, the Bohr drawings.
No.
Okay. Anyway, so that's new on Big 570. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Ryan.
You know, I was really encouraged by Saturday when the paper arrived, because you don't know how you're going to be treated for the paper. And then there was this big thing, and it said, you know, like, Hitchkiss is going to The Ticket on a front page, and I thought, man, things in the world must be great. Kosovo must be settled. That economic thing in Brazil we were worried about. Russia's calmed down now that Yeltsin's drinking more and legislating less. And I thought the world must be great if I make the front page for Switchin' Station.
Yeah, Monica Lewinsky out of view
exactly
and everything,
right.
Boy.
Have you seen Boris Yeltsin's left hand, Norm?
No.
He is missing an index finger and a thumb. And no one knows the real story of why he's missing this. Have you noticed that, Ryan?
Well, no, I haven't.
He does not have a left index finger or a left thumb.
So, hey, he could be three-fingered brown.
Could be.
The old pitcher,
that sounds
Ryan.
Really vulgar.
Now, that just shows how big you are, Norm. You've been doing this for 15 years in the morning, and that was a big story.
Okay, now we need to get to some of the more difficult subject matters.
All right.
In fact, that article's a good place to start, if I may.
Yes, Craig Miller.
In the article, you said there were things about The Ticket you didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have you here, we need to ask you, what don't you like about The Ticket?
I'd like to work only 1 hour a day.
So don't like a two-hour shift, okay?
All right.
Same pay,
shift
1 hour a day.
All right.
We do shows differently. Oh, we're not telling anybody that. I'm a little older than most of the people in the room.
Right.
Is Reiner older than you?
No.
Oh,
Reiner's not older than me. I'm 55.
Reiner's
54.
But see, understand what I do for the ticket. You now take me and Gen X Davey and average us. We're two 40-year-old white guys.
Yeah, that's true.
But you guys have been really successful doing things a certain way and putting together a really terrific station. I've had some success doing some things another way. It's no secret we've disagreed on some things at times. I think this could be a really good marriage. Because I think it'd be a great variety for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk sports. I love to talk sports. That's my gig. And you guys put together a terrific show. Goodness knows, I've been competing with you for years. And we've each been figuring out, well, how do we do this? How do we gain an edge? You know? It's terrific.
So the things you don't like about us would be...
Well, you got to start dressing better.
Okay?
Hey, we've seen you early in the morning, too.
We know what your morning garb used to be.
And yeah. A sweater, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, now, you went on a rant about... When was this? A couple months ago? A few months ago? In which you called me garbage and said what I did was... You said what I did was garbage and you called me trash or any substitute. I don't know which one I would have
mocked the dead body of John Kennedy.
How did I mock the dead body of John Kennedy?
By saying things about him on the air that I found tasteless.
First of all, I'm surprised you listened to the rant. You shouldn't be listening to that, Norm. No,
no
one should listen to that.
Kind of like our dad listening to it.
Really, yeah. You don't want to bring your dad to your parties that you go to.
You'd be amazed at how much I listen to you. I mean, I'm serious. You'd be amazed at how much I listen to you.
Joining us on the phone now is John F. Kennedy Jr. No, so you were uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
I just found it odd that you dedicated part of your morning drive radio program to a Saturday show. It was good publicity for me. Unfortunately, it didn't help me in the numbers.
Elevating for you.
Yeah, it was elevating for me. So do you think I'm trash? I'm just trying to clear the air and give you a chance to...
No, I think you were off base that day.
All right.
And I'll bet you there have been days you've listened to me and said, he can't be serious taking that opinion.
Yeah, one time you were ragging on the Jets and...
Hard to do that. When you drag them.
I saw the Jets this year, and it was, boy, for the first half of the season, he almost had nothing to rag on the Jets.
All right, so you don't think I'm garbage. You don't have a personal problem with anyone on the ticket?
No.
No personal problem?
Not even Reiner?
No, Reins and I...
We go way back.
Remember we were doing that weird show tailgate party from the stage?
Yeah, sure. You bet, out at Six Flags.
Yeah.
What was this?
And Ryan.
Tailgate party. It was a dance party hosted by Norman Ryan.
Stuff. All right, Norman. Here's one by Tiffany. I think we're alone now.
Yes, it's a good one.
I've heard that voice before.
All right, so we look forward to a lot of fun. It's going to be odd cross-talking with you after competing against you all these years. All these years? How many years has it been?
Three or four since we have
three or 4 years. But we look forward to the shtick. And you know what's going to happen, Norm. You're aware that the panda is back in full force.
Well, now, you guys got...
panda.
Well, you guys got to understand. First of all, I've had that panda 15 years. And second, its name is Percival. It's named Percy.
People think we're joking.
No.
When we do pics of the panda and say that you have a backseat panda.
No, yeah. It's great. I got stopped about 6 months ago. I was driving to the show in the morning. It was about 4:10 in the morning. And I got pulled over by a policeman. And, you know, I'm drinking coffee and heading down the road. And the policeman calls me. And he walks sort of up to the side of the car. And I note that his buddy is walking with flashlights shining it in the car from the other side. And I said, officer, what did I do? I wasn't speeding. He says, no, you weren't speeding. I
thought you had the dead body of Sing Sing in your back.
He said, you passed us, and you were drinking, and you looked like you had a body in the back of the car.
Oh, my God.
And at that point, his partner on the other side is shining the flashlight, and he says, it's a big bear, Al.
Just ignore me. I ride back here all the time.
It's a life-size panda. It's
right.
About a 6-foot panda.
So why does it accompany you everywhere?
HOV lanes.
Yeah, but you're 15 years. That's long before HOV lanes
around. But see, I came from L.A. where HOV lanes are just...
I was wondering what your accent was. Is that L.A.?
No. My accent is Polish Lake Erie. I grew up on the shores of Lake Erie.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. But if I'm an HOV cop and I see this huge panda head in the back seat, I'm thinking, that's a panda head. That's not a 13-year-old kid.
George, imagine your embarrassment if
if you pull somebody over and it isn't a panda?
Oh, imagine the panda in your backseat.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, when that story gets around, Officer 263 pulled this guy over the other day and thought he had a panda in the backseat. I mean, that you aren't going to, you know, you're going to be real low in the station house for a few months.
Oh, man.
Well, I got to admit, it's so weird listening to that voice. Sitting in the same studio. I'm so used to coming from George.
I know.
See, my favorite part of the Norm voice is the quiet Norm voice when you just pulls it down just a few notches. I love that.
Well, there's a ways to pull it down.
Yeah. Ryan's not talking about your pants there. Pull those back up.
Ryan's pants are up.
And Ryan's has a beard going on. Why? Why?
40-something white guy slovenliness.
What's going on?
Kind of going since break?
Yeah, pretty much.
That looks pretty good.
What's going on with some places?
Yeah, I think I'd keep it going.
Yeah, some places.
Some places it's going on.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, any more questions? Do we want to roll screenless, or is that too dangerous?
That's too dangerous. Don't do that.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
We've had company policy here, at least with the ticket, that when we all go on the road, everybody